Moshe Levenstein.
Zion Ador. One guess. Tonight, tomorrow, Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. Where's the Makori about Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit? So, Makori is in the Gemara in Kiddushin. If you work out, we know that they crossed the Yarden on Yud Nisan, and it took them 3 days to cross the Yarden. So it takes you from Yud Nisan to Zion Nisan. And they had 30 days of Avelos before that, before Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar, so it takes you down to Zion Adar. So as we know Zion Adar, he was Niftar. It's a famous Gemara in the Gila. Everyone knows Haman especially wanted to do on the Chodesh on the Zion Adar. He was Niftar and didn't realize that Zion Adar, he was born as well, yeah? So Zion Adar is a day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. And it's very interesting, not many people know that we do every Shabbos things of Avelos to remember the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar. The first thing is, the famous thing that we do is, on Shabbos Mincha we say Tetkoscha. Yeah? Why do we say Tetkoscha? So the Torah brings, the reason why we say Tetkoscha is because it's a Tzidduk Adin. At that time, Mincha time, Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar. And it's very sad. So Tzidduk Adin, Shabbat Aleichem says that's why you should do it standing up. Because Tzidduk Adin is something we should always do standing up. Now the big kasha is, if Moshe Rabbeinu was Niftar on Shabbos, we know he wrote 13 Sefer Torah. How can you write 13 Sefer Torah on Shabbos? You're allowed to write on Shabbos. Chayyeh not. So you could say, Sam the Shlosh says, he wrote it with a shame. He wrote it, you know, with a hoi chazachan. Yeah, how can you, anyway, you can't write 13 Sefer Torah on Shabbos. A human person can't write 13 Sefer Torah. So the whole thing was a big Kabbalah. But the that cash of someone to say that the reason why we say Tetkoscha Tzedek or Tzedek Adin on Shabbos is not because of Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter then, it's because of it's the end of Shabbos and the Neshamas are going back to Gehenna and it's a very bit of a sad time, so therefore the Neshamas are... So the right time, good kasha, yeah. It's our shame. We always have mincha shame min hashmoshes, yeah. And it's ending the ending of Shabbos, and that's why we say tzedek hadin over then. But the pashta says that the main reason why what we take on is because that's the time Moshe Rabbeinu was niftar. And what are you going to do with the kasha? Was he taken niftar on Shabbos mincha? How can you write 13 sefer Torah on Shabbos? You're not allowed to write. So the Bach, the Shabur brings the Bach and says, you know what, we'll make a pshara. He really was niftar on Erev Shabbos, and that's when he wrote everything. Or his misa slept out, and his kavura was on Shabbos mincha. And we sort of commemorate his kavura. That is, yeah, so some say he was niftar on Friday, some say it was on Shabbos, and some say Friday slept out to Shabbos. Those are three shittas. Now, interesting thing, as you know, Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfad, to really get a siddur, have opposite psukim, yeah? So, I'm sure you must have wondered, there's nothing taken for granted, everything has a pshat. So, what? Yeah, so it's an interesting thing, the poets can go to Sfad, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Yeah, so the reason is like this. But there's loads of pshatim. I won't have time for all of it. There's about 8 pshatim. But anyway, I'll just say one or two short. The Torah brings both opinions. And he said, the Aruch HaShulchan explains first, well, the reason I'll start with Nusach Ashkenaz, we want to start off with something, L'chvoid Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is always the one referring to the Torah. So the Torah has kedima for everything, so therefore the first pasuk is, Tetkoscha Tzedek U'Olam Tetkoscha Emes. The next pasuk is referring to, I didn't mention, Yosef HaTzadik and David HaMelech were also niftar mincha bin hashmoshes. Therefore we say 3 psukim of Tzedek Adin. One for Moshe Rabbeinu, one for Yosef HaTzadik, and one for David HaMelech. So as we said, the first one, Nusach Ashkenaz, is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, considered the Tetkoscha Emes, referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. The next one refers to Yosef HaTzadik, because it's just a chapter, it says the pasuk Asher Asiso Gedolos, and we talk about Yosef HaTzadik, that says the loss of the pasuk in any god of the Bible is that Yosef in many, so it refers to Yosef HaTzadik, chapter a word. And the last one refers to David HaMelech. David HaMelech is referred to in other places Kahara Rekel, he's the loss of Ahar, don't know exactly why, but therefore it's referred to David HaMelech. That's Nusach Ashkenaz. We start with Sirach Chemes because Torah comes first. However, Nusach Sfad say no. If you look in the Seder of the Psukim of Tehillim, you'll notice Kapitel Lamed Vav, the first Pasuk is Kapitel Lamed Vav, it's Kosko Kari Kemish Vilech Vim Yavo. That comes first. The next pasuk is the middle one, Kapitel Ayin Aleph, Titkoskim and Morim. And the last pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Yutes, it's Titkoskim and Soska Emes. Therefore, it says the Torah, it's more important than everything to go and say the Ksuvim, say the Tehillim. And another reason, we want to go in Seder of age. Therefore, he switches it around. Yosef HaTzadik is called one of the Ovos, and he's called the Harari Kael, so he's the first. We'll start with him. The next pasuk is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, because it talks about Chol HaMoira HaGodol. Just a minute. Is that right? Yeah, I'm not, I don't know why it's referring to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the last one is referring to David HaMelech. Yeah. I think the main reason is because of the Sedek Suvim. Now, another reason is interesting why we say these three psukim, three psukim, because this is comes from Avodraham. If someone, the Gemara says someone eats three sudos, it's going to be nitzel from three things: Chevle Moshiach, Mechemes Gog Magog, and from Gehenna. So each of these three psukim refer to a different one. So the time when we finish it, we're about to eat our sudos, we mechazik ourselves. The first pasuk, Koslo Kari Kael, is referring to Chevle Moshiach, yeah, because that's going to be Oika. Going to be, it'll be uproot all the bad things, yeah. So, right. The next pasuk Asher Sisa Gedolos is referring to Gog Magog, which Al Shem Niskadalti Niskadashti, and it says in the pasuk Asher Sisa Gedolos. And the last pasuk is referring to Tzkosat Tzedek. Is referring to Gehenna, which you'll be saved. So there's a shayla there about Asakta B'Torah. They're going to ask Begahenim, Sakta Vatoyah. So, for the last one is Tzios Chemes. Because it comes out that these psukim are greater grace of Zachon, as we said, it's referring to mainly Tzidik and of Moshe, Yosef, and Dov Damelech, and the Seder.
What's got to do with the Tachman now? How's that going to be
shared? Oh, very, very, very good. So why? What in the
why
day?
Not say it,
yeah. So the answer is because in a day, then in a day where we don't say Tachman, it's a kind of a simcha. That's right. We don't have to get in these times. In the days of Simcha, we don't do it.
It's the week.
When? On Shabbos? No, let's say on Rosh Chodesh, you wouldn't say it, right? Because it's the day of Simcha. Yeah, right. Because the days that we don't do Tachon Chol, the Moshul, a Yom Tov, a Rosh Chodesh, a Chosn, any of these things, a Bris, it's a time of Simcha. It's a time of Simcha. That's right. It's because we're referring to a sad thing. To a sad thing. Yeah. Now, there's a few more interesting halacha aspects where Shabbos Mincha time, because of Moshe Rabbeinu Nifta, is Negea. We'll start off with number one. The Ramah says one shouldn't be Kaveya, a pilpul Shia, a Medrash Shia, in the time of between Mincha Ma'arav and Hashmoshes. Now, is this applicable today? Do we do it? So, I tell you the interesting things. Reb Shlomo Hoff told me like this. You know this, yeah? Shlomo Hoff gives a Shia, a few quarters an hour before Nacht. Now, so I spoke to him last week. He told me what happened last week. He started to be Kaveh this Shia, and afterwards he saw this remark and said he shouldn't be Kaveh a Medrash. So although the Mishnah Berurah says it's only a minik, it's nishkan issa, and it's better than people doing nothing, and you know, mekanzach ha'etzah gave him, can make a zayin, he felt he held heavy-hearted. So he said, next time he goes to Shaul, he'll ask his Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zalman Oman. And he went into him, and Reb Shlomo Zalman Oman gazakht as, I said the oilu and mislom meko, Abu will ask if Shmuel Vosna, the Rebbe's Rebbe, what he thinks about it. So Shmuel Vosna gazakht, he said, listen, the cloud, if the Ramah says something, you can't just wipe it away. If you've already been Kaveya, Shia Halacha, it's hard to battle it. So what you should do, you should stop a bit early, at least the last 10 minutes before Nacht. Don't give the Shia then. So Shemaf said, in that time you'll say up Zavot and on the Sedra, it's serious. Like, I have to explain, really, you saw it, why can't you give a Shia then? It's because of it's the time of Avedus. Avelos is not supposed to be learning Torah then. So, I know. So that's what I'm saying. It's not Issa. Avadi can learn then. As a Zeicha of Avelos, we say don't give a Shia as a pilpul Shia. So learning is mutter, but chavrusa is mutter. So to give us the story, that's also mutter. So as Shema offers made this mitzvah, this b'shara. Pilpul and halacha is all something which in some chilev is oros. So ovels also allowed to have is oros and things like that. It's something which an oval can't have. So mela, that was a pshara. And he told me, God, the chassidim, the satmar rebbe b'frat, is yadua, and when he used to have shalashidus teiras, he used to do all the eating and zmiras until nacht, and then he used to, at nacht, he used to schlep on and then start his shalashidus teiras. So there was a makbid, even Musa, not to give shiurim. But as we said, learning is zichamote, it's just the remez of a remembrance of giving a proper pilpul shiur. This is a remark where Moshabu says you can make it if you need to, but I can find that's an interesting remark to know about. A second thing is, the Prima Godin brings a Knesset HaGedolah that says there are those, one of the reasons why we eat egg on Shabbos is because egg is Macholim Mavavelos. Says the Prima Godin, says the Kaf HaChaim, I'm not happy with this because Moshe Rabbeinu was only Nifta Mincha time. That's not a reason why we should eat it on Shabbos morning. So Elamai, Shabbos morning, tea, egg is only Shabbos. For those who want to eat egg, Shashudas, there's the Mechabim for the reasons of that's the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. That may be the time if one's Mahadah to eat egg then, to remember the time when Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifta. Yeah? Another thing is, the Siddur Yavit says, we don't say Yisachum u'malchuscha at Shabbos Mincha. God and the Ashkenaz don't say Friday night either, Tzorchion. But for those who do say it, Shabbos Mincha, you don't say it. How come? Yisachum u'malchuscha, Shabbos Mincha is unfortunately a bit of a sad time, or of a simcha. I don't want to make Shabbos too sad. But it's just an interesting point to see. There are those that have a minig not to say good Shabbos at the time of Minas Shmoshes. I heard Reb Chaim Kanievsky's makbid on this. You know about this minig, Mr. Rosenbaum? Those that don't say good Shabbos to each other at the time of Minas Shmoshes, after Mincha, to Mincha Maariv, late, yeah? Don't say good Shabbos. Why? Because the Ovel is also B'Shel Shalom, and it's a bit of a sad time. I haven't seen. You never do it. The Pchan can ask you probably. Don't understand. There's Chassidim that do it. I'm not telling you Alach Lamais. I'm just telling you as a point of interest. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. If someone just gives you a cold nod, that's right. Yeah, you know why. Yeah. There's an acronym on it. There's another interesting thing. The Yavit says that one of the reasons why we say Pirkei Avos, maybe he used to say it the whole winter as well, but one of the reasons why we say Pirkei Avos on Shabbos is it starts off Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. Sorry, it's not the Yavit Shibale Aleket. So Lechvoid Moshe Rabbeinu, that was Nignaz. At that time, we mentioned him sort of Shetielu Menucha Toivah, so we mention him in Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, and for the next 6 weeks we finish off in the Sechus Avos. But it's all because it starts off Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai. And finally, there's one more thing. There's a minig, which is not in Kehillah Kedesh in Manchester, Mechzik Adas, but there are plenty of other Kehillahs. And Zayin Adar, there's, besides Shulchan Aruch says it, so Yom Tanis Tzadikim, which, I don't know, I'm sure all the Tzadikim here fast, but besides, there are those that fast at Tzadikim, there's also the Chevra Kadisha, make, what? Adas in London. Yes, I know about that. My father told me they have a Vayichal, by Mincha, a proper thing. And in Shalayim, apparently it's Nofut, that they have a Zayin Adar, is a time of a Minig to Chevra Kadisha fast. Yeah? What's that plus? Why Zayin Adar? Yeah, you've heard of the Minig? Yeah, Zayin Adar is the time of whatever Zayin Adar. So they give different pshatim. One pshat is because Moshe Rabbeinu was the one, that was the Rishon who was Vikech Moshe Satzmas Yosef. He was the one that was machshiv this whole thing of Kavura properly. So Lechvoidoi, he was machshiv it so much, so Lechvoidoi were Kavir on that time. That's probably the main reason. And another reason I saw because Zayin Adar will never fall on Shabbos. So you can't fast on Shabbos, so we kaveh it on such a day. Another interesting thing is a lag boimer and Zayin Adar have connections. Now those that even go to Meron and Zayin Adar, what's the connection between Zayin Adar and lag boimer? So first of all, you will always find that the day that Zayin Adar falls, which this year is a Thursday, that's the day lag boimer will be. And bechlal mo that Rav Shimon Lechai, the Sfarim say he was a nitzutz of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not so hard to understand. These other purposes. Nitzos of his neshama. Now there are those that ask, how come in lag boimer the oilem tamtzen and so happy when on the day he was niftar? Moshe Rabbeinu, it's in time, it's a tzaddikim, it's more of a Saturday. What's epos? So there are quite a few pshatim about this. One pshat I heard was that the yom that Moshe Rabbeinu was niftar, the avelos was such big avelos, the koach of avelos that made them so sad, they forgot 300 halachas. Nishtakhu gimel meis halachas on that day. So it's more of a sad day. Moshe came by, like boim was pung the opposite. There was so much niftar was nigla on the day of yom dilula of yom lag boim. Okay, it's more of a happy time. Someone else was telling me that Moshe, how come we don't know where the kavura of Moshe Rabbeinu is? So he told me they bring from the Zohar because Bereishim Sov as the Oynish told the Eden, you nachshav Moshe Rabbeinu properly biyomov. You know Moshe Rabbeinu had to say oymat to skaluni, and they teased him, they chapped him, they tested him. So Bereishim said, as if you weren't machshav him b'chayov, we're not going to machshav you. We're not going to give him you b'moisa as well. So it's more of a sadder time. Hashem came. Rav Shimon Lechai forget the oilam were machshav him properly, and a different reason I saw also because the state the nechama of when a person's lifted, if he leaves someone like him, so by Yom Dilula he left his son Reb Loza like him. Hashem came Shabeinu, unfortunately was. You come, Kamoyu. Yeah, is finishing off with a happy. Right, so I don't want to finish off with a sad thing. Of this chus, the keeping the halachas properly. The Rebbe Shem should help us and share with Yisus Tevis, and the day should turn to Yom Simcha. Right. Hi, pleasure.